sure if we have a good audio at this point. And for some reason, I'm not able to hear our fantastic California music in that mode. But then I talked to Andy during the pre-show, and she said, yes, we have a good audio. So I hope you guys can hear us. Yes, we have a wonderful guest. From Shrem, normally you all know her on Twitter as Shrem Store, Andy Kale. Hey, Andy, welcome back to Drive Through HR.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
Wonderful, and Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, you too. Hope it's starting out great.
Yes. All right, Andy. So you know the drill. So if there is anyone out there who doesn't know of you, tell them who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Andy Kale, and I'm with the Society for Human Resource Management, SHRM, and I run the bookstore operations for SHRM that includes both our online store as well as our conference bookstores. The SHRM store goes to about almost 30 conferences a year. We do annual conference. We also do some other SHRM conferences, and we actually travel to a lot of our SHRM chapter events and bring the bookstore with us. So that's what I do for SHRM, and it's wonderful. Love it.
That is great, and in fact, an awesome job, because normally when we talk about content is king, right? And be it online or be it written books, people want that, and you are basically a person who kind of let others access that content and even advise them, hey, these are the topmost books that you should never miss to read in this year. So before we get to all of those awesome news and insights that you are about to share, we would like to get a little personal. How did you get into HR, and how did you associate with SHRM, and how was your journey?
Okay, that's a great question. You know, I got into HR, really into SHRM first and then into HR. I used to travel around the country doing bookstores for a variety of different conferences on just about every topic out there. And I came across SHRM when I was actually doing a bookstore for another event. And it was in talking with the people that ran the bookstore at that time that I really got excited. Long story short, it took about 8 months where I finally said, you know, I'm going to apply to that organization. They happen to have my job open. So that's how I came to SHRM. But I've really learned so much about HR and, you know, just its value, what it brings to the world of work and what it brings to, you know, making an employee's journey from the day they start their job to the day they retire, how it really influences that aspect and really just about anything about the organization. It's been phenomenal. I didn't realize what I was getting into, but I'm very happy that I did.
Well, great to hear, and we really appreciate the great work you do with SHRM. So, Andy, we saw the tweet that you have tweeted about 3 years ago. That is, the great eight of 2014 is here. Find 2014 top-selling HR books, DVD, and softwares. So tell us about the journey that is 2014, and which were some of the top-selling books that people might not have read and who really wanting to, you know, check out. So tell them which are the top most selling books in 2014.
Okay. Well, and again, since we offer so much more than books, definitely books are a big part of what we do. The items that seem to always make the list for the grade eight, or at least topic-wise, are anything having to do with employment law compliance. That's obviously a big seller for us, and it makes sense because that's a lot of what HR professionals are ensuring, so that their company is in compliance, but also working forward and you know, keeping in line with what's out there in employment law. So we had the FMLA Manager Online from J.J. Keller. That's actually a tracking. It's an online tool where you can track FMLA leave, and it's absolutely phenomenal. We've only been carrying it for this past year, and it really has taken off. It used to be a software, just a you know, a piece of software, but they've really expanded it, and it does very nicely for anyone having to take on the FMLA tracking function. We also had Think HR is HR Compliance Basic. Again, this is where you can choose your state and federal employment law. It's, again, an online tool, so it really keeps you up to date on everything that's that you need to keep in compliance with, as well as new things come up during the year, it notifies you, so it's a great way to stay on top of that. We had harassment training. Cantola is one of our vendors that provides that, and this product, the harassment, sex, religion, and beyond product, always sells well. We have our auditing human resource department. That has been a top seller year after year, never a surprise, but just tells us that, you know, our HR professionals are staying up on what's out there and what they need to do to ensure that they're at the top of their game. We also have the managing an HR department of one. A lot of our customers are managing this HR function on their own. Some people are even thrown into it. I've talked to a lot of HR professionals who got into HR on accident, but this really helps ramp them up, as well as our other book, the HR Answer Book, which made our grade 8. And we also had the Employment Law Essentials, much like Think HR's. It does keep you in check with what's going on in the employment law world. One that makes a grade 8 year after year, I believe this is the 9th year, that's always impressive to me is Emotional Intelligence 2.0. It's from Talent Smart, and it just speaks to really what HR professionals need to do in their daily life is just to really understand pretty much everyone. I mean, they really are bringing together a lot of different people, a lot of different personalities. So understanding what they call the other smart emotional intelligence has been top of mind for them for a long time. We also, from a books perspective, we always separate out our list between what we see as our grade 8, but also what we see as our grade 8 for SHRM published books. And because I don't know if a lot of people know this, SHRM actually publishes several books every year. We're over 100 published books right now. And, you know, they range on topics in their grade 8 of how to deal with employee performance problems, but then even how to engage your employees and make sure that they don't leave. We had the Power of Stay interviews. This has been one of our, in fact, this is the top-selling SHRM published book ever. So it constantly makes the grade 8 as well. And this really goes to how, you know, as an employer, you don't want to hear as the person's going out the door what you weren't doing to keep them. So this is all in the effort to find out through the employment process what can you do to keep them so that they don't make that choice. And even if they do, you know, what were the reasons, how could, you know, that you did everything you could to keep them. So those are some of the best sellers on the list. We even, you know, have some others that got very close, but those are the ones that, you know, really took on the lead this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen that a lot of publishers are using SHRM as a, I mean, HR authors are using SHRM as a primary area or avenue to kind of release their books. So how do you guys actually go about selecting the things that you sell in the store? We talked a little bit about grading or grade A. So how do you mm-hmm. actually grade the book and select these books?
Well, we, as far as how a book actually just gets into the store to start with, we have a pretty intense process. We don't just take any book or even a product to us. The mm-hmm. author or the vendor really has to go through a lot of documentation to give us more information on the book, to give us demos, et cetera, if that's included. And then we actually have a team of HR folks. I have a great group of people out there that are willing to review books for me or products as well. So we have it go through that process in addition to what we're doing to review the book, just so that we know that we've had someone that's very in tune with HR that works in HR to review the product so that if they've said, yep, this is a great, you know, product needs to be in there, then we feel like these are the right products to have for our members. So that's how we go about choosing them. Once a book is in the store or a product, we, as far as making the grade 8, we look at, again, what sold at our conference events as well as what sold online. And then we rate them both on what they did in revenue but also what they did quantity-wise, because that really tells a story. So that's how we select them for our grade 8.
That's great. So SHRM has been a great resource when it comes to keeping anything, even if it is employment law or FMLA tracking or HR compliance, anything mm-hmm. related to compliance and in general human resources, anything to stay current, SHRM is a great resource. And the books that you provide, that is also great resources for the SHRM members out there. So how do you actually decide what new products and resources to bring in that would help the members?
Well, we really try to keep up with what's going on in the HR industry. I don't know if you saw, it just came out last week, but HR Magazine did a great article on what's in store for 2015 and what's in store for HR specifically. The author was Josh Burson. He's with Deloitte & Touche. The whole article is just wonderful in showing what's coming in 2015 for HR professionals and what they've actually been dealing with, but really what's going to become top of mind. So, for instance, one of the top prediction was that culture, diversity, engagement, and retention are going to be some front burner issues. And so that's obviously going to be something that we're going to look at as we – that's going to help us to select books that we add to the bookstore. SHRM Published Books has a few books coming out that actually cover these topics. We have one called HR's Role in Fostering the Innovative Culture. We have another one that has to do with driving the C-suite to improve employee engagement and retention. So, again, we try to keep up on what's going on in HR so that we're mapping not only the books we publish, but even the books that we're selecting from other publishers, authors, et cetera, to add to the bookstore.
Mm-hmm. So for those out there who know who are members of SHRM and even non-members of SHRM, how do they actually know most about what are some products and services that are available? Some of them are free, some of them are paid services. But then in general, for the HR professionals, in order to elevate their profession, where do you think they should go about searching the products and services?
Well, it's always – that's interesting because SHRM does have you talk to a lot of free resources. As a member, when you go on to SHRM.org and you log in with your member credentials, you get what I call the Pacific Ocean of information. We really try to make sure that our members have the most current, the most effective resources at their fingertips. We even have some items like we have tools and handbook templates, things like that. I think that's a great start. Within that, we also try to make recommendations on paid services, and they can be books or even other services that SHRM offers because, you know, there are some, obviously we want to make a lot available. If it's something that is something we're sourcing from another vendor, obviously we'd love to give that away for free, but unfortunately they don't give it to us for free. So we try to, I don't know if a lot of your listeners know about the Knowledge Advisors with SHRM. They're a group within SHRM that members can call, you know, anytime during the year if they're a member and get free advice on just about any HR topic that's out there. And they really work to, again, make sure that they're getting free resources. They're giving them information that they can access that's part of their membership. Or if they feel like there is a strong product out there, they'll make a suggestion that maybe they would look into that some more, see if it would fit their specific need. So SHRM really does try to work to, you know, as much as possible, get our members in the right direction for finding either a free or a paid resource.
Wonderful. So, Andy, I would like to talk a little bit about certification and recertification. And one of the aspects that I have noticed is some of the HR professionals who don't know of the opportunity that of recertification, getting recertification credit by reading books from the bookstore. So if you would like to talk a little bit more about it, that would be really great.
Sure. So we've had about 60 books now approved. I say about because a couple have gone out of print, but they're actually still approved for recertification credit. The way this works is when you buy a book that has been approved, and it does have to be a book that has been approved for the recert credit, they read the book, they take a test on SHRM's e-learning platform, and it's a 10-question quiz. It's, you know, if you've read the book, you'll be able to pass this quiz. Once you've passed it, and you do have two chances to do that, you get a 70% or better, then you've got you have passed. You get credit for having read that book, and again, I don't know if a lot of people know this, they're now actually approved for the new SHRM certification as well. So when you read a book, you're getting recertification credit for the new SHRM certification as well.
All right. Because the normal notion of getting the recertification credits is to probably attend a webinar or go to the conferences, SREM conferences,
yep.
and get credits. Because most of the people who don't know of this opportunity, that would make them a little more flexible enough to, you know, probably read the book whenever they
yep.
get time, get that recertification credits, which is
yeah.
a great opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because it was something that our members kept asking about because, you know, reading a book, I know Steve Bowes once had guests on his show and he was an author. And I remember Steve Bowes saying, you know, reading a book, it's hard. And he didn't mean it like it's hard to do. It's just finding time to read a book can a lot of times be difficult. And especially when it comes to books that are, you know, on a topic that's extremely strategic or, you know, has
mm-hmm.
a lot about analytics, it's something that's, you know, meaty. It takes some time. And so the investment that you're putting into reading that book, we wanted to make sure we rewarded that investment because, you know, it doesn't, it's not usually a quick read. It really involves getting into the book, using some of the formulas or, you know, putting some of this to work to see how it functions for you. So it's not a light project for getting your, you know, to make yourself a better employee, a better HR professional. So we felt like it really needed to be something that was approved for research credit.
Wonderful. Well, we talked about the top-selling books of 2014 and some of the opportunities out there for the members to benefit bookstore, even getting the recertification credit. Also, is there anyone left or anything left that I forgot to ask when it comes to letting the members know what are some benefits from bookstore?
Well, I think as far as if they are part of one of our chapters, being able to go to our bookstore on site at one of these chapter events, or if they're at annual conference, which is coming up in June, at any of the other SHRM conferences coming up. I know our Employment Law and Legislative Conference is next month. We'll have a bookstore there. And, you know, even for people that are local in that area, obviously I think it's a great benefit if they're attending the conference. But we've had our chapter members, our SHRM members just show up to check out new books, to check out the titles we have in the store. So I think being able to, you know, attend one of these events or even just come to check out the bookstore is a great value to our members. That's something I recommend and is a service that we offer. Also, something that we're working on, and I believe we'll be launching this the second quarter of this year, we're starting a book club where you can actually interact with people that are reading the same books as you. And when I say that, we'll have an ability for you to, it'll be on one of the social platforms, but a way for you to interact with people that are reading the same book that you're reading so that you can understand how are they putting these concepts to work. Because once again, a lot of these books, and especially some of the ones that are coming out, some of the ones that we already have that really speak to what the predictions are saying for 2015 on employee engagement, on culture, on diversity. You know, those are easy words to use, but a lot of times mm-hmm. putting those concepts to work is a lot, it takes a lot more effort. So if you've got a resource and the ability to know that you've got not just the resource in your hands, but the other people that are using that same resource and how they're using it, we'll even periodically have the authors pop in to answer questions so that they can, you know, at that point, ask directly, like, what would be your recommendation for putting this into place? So it'll be a great way to network with your peers, but also your peers that have the same kind of issue as you do and the same kind of, not issue, but, you know, they're trying to find the best way to implement the concept. So that's,
a
big one.
Yeah, that would be a great opportunity for those who really love to read books and to network with those like-minded people. So, I would like to ask this question because after, you know, working with SHRM for a longer period of time, and especially SHRM store for a longer period of time, you have actually seen, the growth of online content and even electronic
mm-hmm.
mediums and all. So, and you've always seen the printed or published medium, that's the real book that we, you know, get the signature from the author, and then we keep it, and then we read it. So that is actually a different experience too. But then when it comes to the trends of using the content, what have you seen the past 5 years? Have you seen any difference when it comes to consuming the online content versus printed published book?
That's a great question. You know, when it comes to concepts like, for instance, on the employment law or FMLA, we're definitely seeing more use of the online content. And that's just because that can be kept up to date. Employment law books have been around for years, and they used to be these heavy, you know, doorstops that you could, you know, that you could use many ways just for the fact that they were so thick. And they did come with updates throughout the year, but they were printed updates. They may be, let's say, 3 weeks or even 2 months after a law was put into place. So now with these online tools, they're being kept up to date by pretty much the minute. If a new law goes into place, then that product's up to date. And they also give alerts so you know what is coming or even what has now, you know, been put in place and what you need to do to react to that to ensure that you're staying in compliance. So for those kinds of products, the online has really taken over. For printed product, we don't see as much, but it's still definitely something that our HR members will invest in, but they definitely like the online piece much better. When it comes to books, that really comes down to personal preference. I know for me, I love both books and ebooks, but I don't know, there's something about I can't just choose one over the other. I love that just by taking my phone with me, I've got almost an entire library in my back pocket. With that said, there's just something about opening a book, highlighting a book, you know, putting the little dog ears, which I know you can do in ebooks too, but it's just a different experience. I really, for myself, like the print and ebook, but I've met some people that absolutely love ebooks and they'll never buy another printed book again. There's some people that went to ebooks and are now coming back to print. So, and even if you look at the industry, ebooks have really kind of tapered off. They're still popular, but I think that, you know, now that they've gone through, people are more familiar with how they work, what they are, how they want to use them. You're seeing that people are making a choice for themselves on whether or not they want the book or the ebook. One other thing, which is kind of surprising, but also a good surprise, for the books, and especially HR books that are more strategic in nature, are definitely the meatier topic areas. Those a lot of times can have charts and graphs, and there's even you know, some formulas that you want to put into place. Those are, believe it or not, books that people even get in ebook form, which I was surprised just from the simple fact that sometimes reading those on your smart device is not as easy as, you know, it might be if you had it in a book form. But we're seeing more and more interactive ebooks where if there's a website that's indicated, you can quickly click on it. Even some of the social platforms where you can discuss the books are something that you can click through. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to continue to watch this grow. But I think that from our perspective, we see a nice mix when it comes to strictly books, but definitely more online when it comes to something that's more specific to HR and definitely around the legal compliance.
I know. And I think it's strictly personal for some people too. And if I'm talking about me, and if it is a book that is totally about learning, I would like to have it as a book and take my post-it and write everywhere and keep my notes and things like that. But then if it is a general topic where I can sit and read on a cup of tea, I would generally prefer an ebook. So Andy, thank you so much for joining us at Drive Through HR. We have about 5 minutes left at this point. And the question that I would like to ask is the future of bookstore. What would you like to do at bookstore in 2015? What are some trends that we should keep up or we should keep an eye on, we should definitely be looking at, or we should not be missing?
Okay, well, that's a great question. We're definitely moving towards more and more of our social interaction. Again, even the book club where we'll have an ability to bring our members together to, and again, when I say our members, these are people with HR backgrounds, HR professionals specifically. and get them connected with other like-minded people reading that same book. So that's a big part of what we plan to do. Every year at annual conference, again, that's in June, and this year in Las Vegas, we'll have the bookstore that I think people have really come to know. We do our keynote book signings. We've got some great speakers lined up this year. One of the things that we like to do there, and you will see more of it, is we want to be more tech savvy. We want to show that there is an ability to really access products beyond just your hardcover book. So you'll see more of that, more of the techie appeal of books and content. I think also, again, we're trying to be more interactive with our chapters. So, you know, even if we're not able to be at a chapter event, what kind of impact we can still have from afar. We're also getting more and more into ebooks and also SHRM published books. You know, that's just a growing part of what SHRM provides. So we have already 6 books scheduled for the first half of the year. I know we have a lot more coming from SHRM books at the end, you know, the second half of the year. So, you know, just really trying to make sure that we keep up on what we see as trends in HR and making sure that we have the resources that will fit into not only those trends, but what we're seeing that our HR professionals need and even beyond 2015.
All right. In 2015, you are connected with many of the topmost HR professionals out there, and in fact, all the HR professionals out there. So what do you recommend to our HR audience when it comes to one thing that they should stop doing or one thing that they should continue doing?
Wow. That is a great question. As far as something they should stop doing, I think they should stop underestimating themselves. HR professionals, I think, you know, we've come from an interesting background as far as where we started and where we are. And I think that maybe this kind of even goes into what they should start doing. And I think they have started doing this, actually, is just taking a more role, a stronger role in leading the company. And again, I think a lot of our HR professionals are already doing that. And I think a lot of organizations see that they really should be leading a bigger part of leading the organization. So I think continuing that, but also starting to really understand that that is their role, is something I would recommend.
All right. And your personal objective for this 2015, what would you like to achieve as an HR professional, as a person who support other HR professionals to stay current? What is your personal objective for 2015?
Wow. Well, I continually try to read. I like, I don't know if you heard, but Zuckerberg has started his own book club where he'll read a book every 2 weeks. And I think I'm going to follow suit. It won't necessarily be his books, but I think that's really important. I mean, I already read a lot, but I never feel like I'm doing enough. So I think doing that, as well as one thing I really want to start doing, is I read these books, but I realize I'm not interacting myself enough with the social and making people aware of what are some key points in that book, just again, because I think it helps in a decision making. So I think just more, again, more reading, but actually more awareness of what is actually in the content of those books to my followers and to our members.
Great. Well, that is actually a great point, Andy. It's once you completed reading a book, you just share that great insights with people around you, or to people around you. So, Andy, thank you so much for joining with us at Drive to HR and sharing more of the information about what you offer at SHRM Store and what we should look forward in 2015. And have a wonderful 2015 ahead to you. And we look forward to seeing you again.
Me too. Thanks again for having me. It's been great.
All right. So have a great, wonderful rest of the day. Thanks, Andy. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Isha.
Bye-bye.
I don't care, baby, by the way.